This is episode number 32 with Ultimate Ninja Warrior, Travis Brewer. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. What is up, greats? Thanks so much for joining me today in the studio. Super pumped for this episode because it's with my good friend, Travis Brewer. Now, if you don't know who Travis is, in my mind, he has the most inspiring Instagram account because of all the cool images he is posting. He's got him running off of palm trees in the sunset, doing backflips off these palm trees, doing huge sweeping windmills off of rings and bars in Venice Beach, and really just creating some amazing things. How he's able to move his body, flip through the air, and create visual poetry is astonishing to me. And it's always cool to watch gymnast type athletes see what they can do with their bodies. I'm a tall, bigger guy. I'm 6'4", 225, and it's a stretch to really flip in the air and twist my body in the ways that some of these gymnasts do. And Travis is amazing. Again, he's an ultimate ninja warrior. He does parkour. He does bar calisthenics. He's a former gymnast. He's a Reebok athlete. And he's also a lifestyle clothing designer. I've got actually one of his shirts on right now. I wear his clothes pretty much in every workout in CrossFit, basketball, or whatever I'm doing. Amazing stuff what this guy's creating. And I bring Travis on to kind of talk about his lifestyle and the positive impact that he has in what he does every single day and what his mission is. It's pretty cool what he's up to and how he inspires the world through, I guess, poetry in motion is what I would say, through him actually creating poetry with his body and what he's able to do. It's very inspiring to watch. And if you go over to the show notes at schoolofgreatness.com, you'll be able to see a video of what this guy can do. It's amazing. The Ultimate Ninja Warrior competition. He's a semifinalist in, and some of the things he can do is extremely cool. So I'm very pumped about this episode, but I want to give a quick shout out to the fan of the week. And this was from Bella Numero. What is this? Bella Numero Cinco on Instagram. So Bella Numero Cinco on Instagram. And she put a picture of my big mug on Instagram with a couple of other pictures on there with her workout plan and said 3 weeks to go on her workout goals. And then had a quote from Les Brown. So I thought this would be great. It'd be the quote of the week and the fan of the week. And the quote she had was, "Leap and grow your wings on the way down. Put all your bets on you and on your ability to achieve your goals. Throw caution to the wind." And that's from Les Brown. And I really love that. And it ties in great with this week's episode because so many people that I encounter or that reach out to me online on Facebook or in person that meet me are afraid to take action and to move forward on their goals and their dreams. And greatness is inside each one of you. It's waiting for you to rip it out of your heart, out of your gut, out of your mind, and step into it. It's just waiting for you. You're like a caged beast right now, waiting to let go of all this doubt, all this fear, and just break through it and step into your greatness. And I thought this was a great quote because for me, I've always been afraid. I'm going to be honest with you. There is fear all the time. If I lied and said I had no, fear, I'd be lying because I am afraid. And fear actually allows me to be courageous and express my courage, because if I feel the fear and don't take action, then I'm scared and I'm a little wuss, really. If I'm not going to take action on my dreams because I'm afraid of failure, or I'm afraid of what people are going to think of me, or that they're going to leave me or not accept me or mock me or make fun of me, then how am I showing up and really giving all of my gifts to the world if I hold them in, hold them back, and allow fear to control me sharing my gifts with you and with the world. It does not serve me, and it does not serve the world. And we're really here to share our gifts with everyone, not just ourselves and be stuck in our own little world, but really share it with the world. And so fear is something that allows us to step into this greatness, be courageous, and break through it. So I always talk about feeling the fear and doing it anyways, taking this action, or as Les Brown says, leap and grow your wings on the way down. So sometimes you don't have to have wings to be able to jump and fly. You just got to have the faith and belief in yourself that you're going to figure it out on the way down, on the way up, however you want to use the analogy. But again, I want to see you guys creating amazing, epic things in your lives. I want to see you stepping into your greatness, whatever that looks like for you. If that's being a better husband or wife and supporting an amazing family and stepping up for them, then that's what that means. However it looks to you in creating an amazing life that impacts the people around you and shows your greatness every single day, that's what's possible for all of you. You just got to be willing to feel the fear and do it anyways. So hope you guys enjoyed that one, the quote for the day. Again, go check out the show notes over at schoolofgreatness.com. And I'm going to have some really cool videos and pictures of Travis over there. But with that, I want to get you guys going and get you started with this week's episode on the School of Greatness with Travis Brewer.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success so you can pursue your goals, knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
What is up, everyone? Back in the studio again with my good man, Travis Brewer, who's in the house. What's up, Travis?
Hello, hello, everyone.
Good
hello.
To see you, brother.
Hello, Mr. House.
Good to see you. Now, Travis is a freestyle movement extraordinaire. You remind me a lot of Carl Pauli. Do you know him?
I don't.
He is like a CrossFit gymnastics trainer and does a lot of freestyle movement stuff, but not to the extent of you. He actually auditioned for Ultimate Ninja Warrior. I've had him on the show a few episodes ago. But I want to get your take on some things. Now, you're a semifinalist in the Ultimate Ninja Warrior competition.
Correct.
Back-to-back years, or how many years have you done it?
2 years now.
2 years now. And did you finish? Has anyone ever completed the full, the last event?
No American has ever completed the final stage 4 of Mount Midoriyama.
Why not?
They're waiting for me to do it.
Do you think it's possible?
It's definitely possible. I got to go out to Vegas this year and test a lot of the course and just get out there and see a lot of Mount Midoriyama, and it definitely can be done. It's kind of the beauty behind Mount Midoriyama is that, you know, one fall and you're out. So it's a mental game just as much as a physical game. So
you have to have like a perfect run at it.
Yeah.
You can't fall one time. If you fall once at anything, then you're done.
Mm-hmm. So it's definitely can be done. It's just having the stamina, being able to do it under the right time and being able to, just put everything in line and have a perfect run is really the hard part. I mean, it definitely physically can be done. I physically know I can do it.
Physically. Yeah. Now, so actually, I think I've seen it like once, like people attempting to do it. I haven't seen the show that much, but I've seen it. And it's just basically like a huge mountain of an obstacle course, right?
Yeah.
How many different things are on it? Or how many different stages of the mountain are there?
So there's four stages. And then in each stage, there's probably between 6 and 10 different obstacles.
Really?
Except for the final. Stage four is actually like a 70-foot rope climb.
No way.
Just straight up.
That's not that hard. I mean, if you're a rope climber, you can do that pretty easily.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And are there mats underneath this if you fall?
There are. There's like a mat that floats up as you climb up.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So it's only like 10 feet below you the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Wow. Now, on the rope climb, do you have to do it all arms or can you use your legs?
You can do either one, but you have to
do it in a time.
Do it in a certain amount of time. So.
I feel like the legs would be the easiest, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But the arms might be the quickest.
Yeah, it's that. Again, it's a mental game. You gotta kind of do that combo of you know how long your legs will last, and then go to the arms.
Wow, interesting. 70 feet.
Yeah,
that's the final thing. And what's the hardest obstacle for you to overcome?
For me, one thing I've really been working on in the last year is my grip strength and getting like the forearm strength to do like doing a lot more rock climbing. There's one obstacle called the ultimate cliffhanger where you're just on your fingertips and you have to traverse across some gaps and jump across and
jump on your fingertips onto another.
And literally you're like imagine
a little spider monkey.
Yeah. You're on your fingertips, you know, there's a wooden board and then you have to reach up, you know, 3 or 4 feet up to one piece. And then you actually have to swing your body and down
and then catch on a small little, on your fingertips.
So, you know, most people don't get to experience or practice doing stuff like that every day. So that's one thing that, you know, I feel a lot more comfortable doing, for example, the quad steps or the salmon ladder or, you know, most upper body strength stuff I do pretty often. So it's working on that is something that's I've been working on lately.
For a long time. Now, you do also parkour, bar calisthenics. You're a former gymnast.
Correct.
Mostly the rings, right?
I did all around. I was ranked highest in the rings and vault.
Rings and vault. And then you're also like a Reebok athlete, I guess, right? You like test a lot of their products.
Correct. Yeah. A lot of their CrossFit gear.
And then you're a lifestyle clothing designer now as well.
Yeah.
You've done many things, but I think it's really cool that you have been able to like compete and train at a high level of all these different kind of, what would you even call this? Like extreme lifestyle workout competitions, or what do you call these?
Advanced body weight training or advanced calisthenics is probably the easiest classification. We're using our body weight and our movement to, you know, complete our tasks. So from parkour to free running to calisthenics to, you know, bars and muscle ups, that kind of stuff. It's all, you know, using body weight.
Now, what prepares you the best for the Ultimate Ninja Warrior competition or for the mountain? Which workouts, or is it a combination of everything?
It's a combination of everything. If you watch the show at all, you'll see world class rock climbers and you'll see world class parkour guys, but everyone has a certain strength and, you know, probably does better on certain obstacles. I really, you know, as you'll see, you really need a combination of all around. It's like your top free runners in the world aren't doing any better than, you know, than any other competitor than like a rock climber or a calisthenic guy. In my opinion, it's going to be a combination of all.
It's like being a decathlete, basically.
Exactly.
You've got to be great at everything. You can't be an amazing pole vaulter and try to run, you know, the hurdles if you've never done the hurdles.
Exactly.
Because you're going to fall on the mountain somewhere. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, what I like what you said was you can physically do all the things on the mountain probably, right?
Yeah.
Like one at a time you could do them.
Exactly.
But there's no room for the time, I guess, failure, right? Mm-hmm. Is each stage you have to do it under a certain time, or is it?
Yeah, each stage is timed.
Timed. And so you have to do it under a certain time. And if you fall on something, you're out, right?
Correct.
So it's more of how do I step up to mentally prepare myself when I know I only have one shot at something?
Yeah.
And how do I prepare myself mentally? Because you can do all the physical training. Mm-hmm. You say you're good enough, but what's it take for you or for any athlete or any entrepreneur when there's one shot on the line, when it all comes down to this one thing, and if you fall or slip once, there's no second chances.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for that, or how does anyone prepare for that?
Well, I think we've all heard the saying, practice makes perfect. Uh-huh. Practice, I think, does a great job of preparing you to be able to get to a certain level, to be able to do the physical obstacles. You know, if you've never practiced on in any of the equipment or practice on any of the, you know, obstacles, it's going to be a lot harder or near impossible to do it. But beyond practice, I think what practice really does for you is it prepares you to be a believer, and mm-hmm. you have to believe that you can do it. If you go in scared or you go in, you know, timid, you know, you're not going to make that extra push. You're not going to make that extra jump. So it's just believing that you can do it. And a big factor for me is just relaxing and realize that this is a game show and, you know, have fun with it.
Right.
I think if you go with that mentality that, you know, it's for fun, I've done a lot better.
But what if it's, you know, let's say there's an entrepreneur that's got a big deal on the line, or maybe mm-hmm. someone who's a job seeker who's yeah. been looking to get a job for 6 months or a year and has been doing interview after interview, and this is like the last chance. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of hard to relax.
It's
when
true.
You're like, I'm broke, I'm in, you know, in debt, whatever it may be, or I'm trying to pitch this company to investors to raise income or whatever it may be. What do you still say, just have fun
and
relax?
No.
Or what do you think?
I'd say a lot of it being like, if this is your destiny and this is what you're trying to do, then you know, you gotta go out there and you gotta own it. I mean, like, if you feel that you were meant to be the next ninja warrior, you're supposed to be the next book deal, or you're supposed to, you know, get that next gig. You know, you just got to walk in that door and let them know, you know, like, why is a, you know, eyes wide open and be like, hey, look, this is me, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here, I'm going to own it, and this is why.
Yeah, you know, you got to prove it.
You just got to let them prove it.
You got to prove it.
Yeah.
That's your like slogan.
Yeah.
You got to prove it. Now, okay, I like that. Now let's talk about belief, because you talked about that. I did an episode on belief, I think back like my 10th or 11th episode. And belief for me is something that's huge. It's something that I think it's like the difference maker in actually getting what you want and being second best. And like you said, you've got to believe that you've done the work, you've done the practice. But how does someone increase their belief or their confidence in themselves?
I think you really got to manifest your destiny. And best way to do that is if you believe you can do it, then you get your mantra out and you do it every day. You know, I am going to be X, you know, or I'm going to get a book deal, and this, right. you know, and I'm going to do this every day, and this is who I'm going to reach out to, and this is how I'm going to do it.
Right.
It's following up with your dream and never giving up. You know, there's, you know, you got to put that energy and that focus into it, and you get other people believing that you're going to do it as well. Mm. 'Cause once you have not only yourself believing, but you know, your girlfriend or your business partner or your best friend, your roommate, you know, like your whole group, tell every one of your friends that this is what you're going to do. Because if more people know that you're trying to do this, they can reach out back to you and link up to you. It's about, you know, setting that goal, getting the energy out there and get those intentions out there. And then, you know, what you dream up, you can create and you can be.
Right. Now, it's one thing to say, tell everyone what you're going to do, but then what do you do every day? Like, what do you do to prepare for achieving your goals? Are you on the, I know you're on the bars in Santa Monica yeah. a lot. Are you doing CrossFit? What else are you up to?
You know, I'm training every day physically and mentally, whether that be, you know, either.
Do you meditate every morning? Do you yeah. go like to the beach and do a certain exercise every day? What's the routine?
So every morning I meditate and I read in the morning, read a book that, you know, usually a self-help or based off of like a self-realization.
Yeah.
And then I do as well as a stretch that goes with it. So just kind of
like improving. Yoga, some type of yoga stretch.
Yeah, exactly. So and doing improving the body and improving the mind at the same time. And then throughout the day, it's trying to improve myself either physically or mentally within my business as well.
Okay. Interesting. And do you switch it up? Because I know you do a lot of different workouts. So do you do something different every day when it comes to like CrossFit one day, and then you go parkour another day? Or do you focus 1 week on a specific exercise? Because again, you've got to be great at everything going into Ultimate Ninja Warrior. And in life, really, you've got to be great at everything to have an amazing life. You can't just be great at one thing. So how does that work for you?
I definitely switch it up. I don't do like CrossFit 1 week, calisthenics next week, parkour the next. It's usually kind of a case by case, project by project. A lot of it depends on either something I'm filming or an episode or some sort of gig that's coming up. You know, I will prepare for that if it takes precedence. But otherwise, if it's just nothing formatively planned that week, I try to get at least I do a yoga every week. I'm doing a calisthenic every week. I try to also get a CrossFit in every week. Yeah. And then it's all about maintaining the body and keeping it healthy, you know?
That's it, man. Yeah. I love it. Now, what's your dream, man? What's your biggest dream?
Biggest dream really is to inspire more people that you can, you know, get out there and get healthy and improve your body, but improve the world at the same time. Uh-huh. And creating a platform through the clothing line that you can get workout gear that you can use to improve your body, but this will impact the world at the same time, not only through a purchase that you make, but also we can get together and hopefully inspire other people who buy the clothes or don't buy the clothes to, right, you know, to get together and like, let's form charity fun runs, or let's form different, let's have a meeting park to a place to meet and to congregate and to, you know, collaborate on how we can improve our bodies in the world.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you're doing with Pi Lifestyle, right?
That's what I'm doing with Pi Lifestyle. And then a lot of the different shows that I do as well is really just to kind of inspire that, you know, I train really hard. I set my mind to something and show people the progression of what you can do if you set your mind to something.
Now, what's the athletic goal for you? What's the athletic dream? Is it to just have fun doing all these different activities and being traveling with your different groups? Or is it to win the Ultimate Ninja Warrior? Or is it bigger than that? Is it beyond that?
Definitely. One of the largest dreams is to be the first American to win American Ninja Warrior. But beyond that, it's inspiring people to move. I'm going to create these parks where you can hopefully inspire people to get out there and move, kind of like Muscle Beach, but to being able to teach people how to, you know, do some basic techniques. I'm working with a friend, getting certified in yoga, but to be able to eventually kind of teach my own version of a yoga. So I'll develop that at some point, just kind of my own take on a yoga, and combining. So that's another ultimate goal of mine, but winning Ninja Warrior, creating my own yoga. And then also, I'm pretty involved with a calisthenic organization called World Calisthenics Organization. It's really to promote the calisthenic movement. I was able to win Best Move at Battle the Bars competition in January. I'll be competing again next year. So it's to kind of retain that title and to promote that calisthenic, and kind of I want to bring the calisthenic movement to a level more like a CrossFit, where it's more people around the world can get not only involved in it, but have some sort of competition element or some sort of, you know, games where you can do that as well. And then I really enjoy the parkour space and free running as well. So to continue to be active in that environment.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share, because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am, or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And what can entrepreneurs learn about movement and some of the principles that you've embodied over the years, just about moving your body? What can they learn about? How is it going to improve their business and their life?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you look back into religious sayings that, you know, there's the mind, body, and the spirit. And, you know, it's the body is just 1/3 of who we are. So being able to master that body is really being able to master the vehicle that, you know, our spirit is in. So in mastering the body, you can, you know, and it also educates, and, you know, I highly recommend exercising the mind as well. And being able to master all three of those, it just allows you to be more of who you are, which I think is our ultimate goal, is just finding out who you are and mastering the best that you can be.
Right.
So I think that it's just 1/3 of what we are.
The body is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who inspires you? Who's like the ultimate person for you? Like,
In terms of movement, there's a guy named Ido Portal, who's pretty cool. There's a couple parkour guys that I get to train with pretty often that I find very inspiring. The Team Tempest is pretty incredible trainers, I guess, from the business world. Tim Ferriss is a big hero of mine, and pretty excited to be filming a show with him next week. Teaching him some parkour moves, so that'll be pretty cool.
Interesting. And what inspired you in the first place to get into everything, to be active, to be doing all these crazy extreme sports,
movement sports, I guess? having a gymnastics background and then going off and playing sports in high school and, you know, and then on through college, I was always active and had that, I guess, discipline in my life. And then when I graduated, I didn't really know how to fill it. So I got certified as a trainer, but I, being a trainer wasn't really a passion of mine. So I was just kind of always just stayed on top of my workouts, but didn't really know where it would take me. But I always just kind of stayed in shape just because I enjoyed it. It's where I get my physical outlet, and my enjoyment is being active. And it wasn't until I was actually kind of more or less discovered on the beach one day discovered in a gym. They're like, hey, you should join this bar group where we're doing these competitions and we're doing these performances. And then I was at Tempest Gym, and one guy who was on American Ninja Warrior was like, hey, you're really talented. You should try out. So it kind of found me, I guess.
Found you. Interesting. And then you found a passion for it and stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about evolving and how you've evolved. I'm assuming, you know, a few years ago when you just, how long did you get into it? Like a few years ago?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
So when you just got into it, you had kind of like your basic gymnastics movements that you knew. You learned some stuff from parkour or whatever, and you had some tricks that you were making up. But now, each year that you go into the bar competitions and everything else, calisthenic competitions, the bigger the trick, the bigger the win, I'm assuming, right?
Correct.
It's kind of like, you know, BMX or X Games, whatever. It's like there's always another trick that no one's ever created. So what do you do to mentally prepare to think of the bigger tricks and then to attempt it, knowing that, holy crap, I could break my neck. I could, you know, really hurt myself trying this thing off this bar. What do you do to prepare mentally?
You had a great analogy. I always tell people it's kind of like, you know, when skateboarding and X Games first came out, you know, it's like, you know, 720 was a big deal. And then like Tony Hawk did the 900. But, you know, now if you watch the X Games, you know, if you can't do 900, you're not even in the top 10. Yeah. You know, it's like, so, you know, there's a progression within our sport as well. But it's the best way to be prepared is, you know, we have a group that we train with all the time. We invite a bunch of people to come out, and it's being able to, we instead of being like a competition, we'd like to make it more of a community. And so we bring people out and, you know, we kind of push each other to learn new tricks and we kind of brainstorm together. Me personally, I really enjoy the creativity of creating new tricks. And so, that's something that I've always kind of been passionate about is, you know, as more of a creative mind, thinking of like, how could I make something neat in the fitness world? So that's something I really enjoy doing. I think it's more probably of a natural knack of mine. And then, but beyond that, it's, in doing the unknown, you have to really try to eliminate fear and just believe that you can do it. Going back to belief that, you know, hey, if I'm going to be doing a backflip off this bar, you know, I'm not going to hit my head. I'm going to land on my feet. You don't really know it, but, it's, you know, it's progression, starting off in, you know, a gymnastics gym or in a foam pit and then moving off from a small bar to a high bar. You know, it's, you know, and like I did an interview with Be Somebody blog the other day, and I highlighted the fact that, you know, it's not like I could, you know, wake up and do a backflip or a 360 off of a bar or doing handstands off of, you know, 15-foot bars. It's something that I work at every day. You know, you got to start small and baby steps. You know, it's like, you know, Michael Jordan become the best basketball player, you know, overnight. You know, it's it's a lot of dedication, but it's exciting to see the progression if you mark it down and journal it.
So is that how you overcome your own fears as well? Just like the progression and the baby steps and working from the foam pits up? Is that how you overcome it?
Yeah.
So what happens when you do attempt a big trick and all this fear starts rushing into your heart and your brain and your stomach? Well, what do you do to overcome that fear or to push through it? Or do you, when you feel it, do you stop and say, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this?
I mean, that's really where my belief comes in. You know, I believe that I can do anything, with the right amount of practice. So that's what you practice for. And that's what, you know, you get, you know, people want to see. So, this is what I like to do is I like to entertain and I like to work out. So it's, I look at it not of, you know, you have to have a positive mental attitude in life. And that translates not only to how you live your life, but also when you're doing scary stuff. Right. So
yeah, and your clothing line is called Pi Lifestyle.
Yeah,
and the PI can stand for many things, but one is positive impact, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So positive impact in your own life, positive impact in other people's lives, and that's kind of how what you embody is living a positive, impactful life. And do you think that attitude is what has supported you in achieving a lot of your dreams? Is being positive? I mean, you're one of the happiest guys I've ever met. I never see you frown or upset or angry. You're all love. And do you believe that that's like a major part of your success, is being so positive?
Yeah, it's the lifeline. It's a huge, huge part of who I am and also what I'm trying to, you know, teach others. You know, living a positive lifestyle is a choice. Mm. You know, like we are all dealt bad news. We all have, you know, bad circumstances, but it's how you adapt and how you look at it and how you change is how, you know, how you can live your life. And so, I try to have a positive attitude with everything that I do. And it's made my life, you know, so enjoyable, and I've been able to do some really great things so far. And I, you know, have all the belief in the world that I will achieve even greater success, you know, in the future. And that's all based off of the positive impact and the positive, you know, mental attitude that I have with life. Mm. I mean, I highly stress to anyone, you know, try living that lifestyle for, you know, a month or two and see how much success you have. And it's pretty hard to go back.
Now, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you? Darkest moment, worst moment, scariest time of your life?
That's a great question. I can think of a couple, but one of the darkest moments of my life. So as I told you, I'd been doing gymnastics for a number of years, and then I quit to play sports in high school, and I did football, soccer, lacrosse, and track. You know, sports were my life. It's, you know, I was playing at least two sports every season, one out of school and one on a club team. And the dream was to go play sports in college. And so was being recruited by a bunch of schools to play sports and play soccer in college. And my senior year, I blew out my knee. I tore my ACL, LCL, PCL, and I tore all the nerves in my knee as well, which I couldn't even wiggle my toes. You know, so they didn't know if I'd be able to walk again, let it alone, you know, have toes that wiggled at the end of the day.
Right.
So that was a pretty dark moment because I didn't know what my life would be like without sports. Going from there, having surgery, I ended up tearing my knee twice in college. So thinking that my sports career was over, you know, it was a scary time in my life, you know, and in college I joined a fraternity because of it and, you know, chose an alternative life and realized that it wasn't quite for me, but I was able to experience other things and, you know, which ultimately led to me really getting into, you know, personal training and rehab and learning, getting certified and learning more about the body and learning about nutrition. And, you know, it wasn't meant to be on a certain route, but I learned to able to adapt and change. Mm. And, I think it made me a better all around athlete because
sure,
of it.
Sure. Sure. We kind of similar experiences, my injury as well.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were always positive before that experience, or did that experience and seeing what was possible that you could create after it made you more positive?
I'd say I was always a pretty positive guy, but it definitely was a dark time in my life. I definitely think learning from those experiences made me a more positive person overall at the end of the day.
Yeah. Interesting. I love it, man.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't have that positivity like you do. Like every time I see you, you're just smiling.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people are doing what they do every single day. And you're blessed to be going out on the beach, on the bars, on the rings, doing parkour, traveling the world, creating a clothing line that you love, that you stand for. And you're doing pretty much everything you want to do, right?
Yeah. I get to say every day, like my friend, Mr. Howes over here, living the dream.
Living the dream, baby.
But you have to know what your dream is to live it.
Mm.
So I think that I did a lot of self-reflecting, a lot of meditation on who I am, I guess, and what does Travis Brewer stand for, and then how can I recreate that to the world? And so that's a lot of the photos and videos and the company was based off of recreating, you know, who I am. And I'm a strong believer in anyone and everyone, you know, going through self-realization and figuring out who they are and just being the best that they can be. And if everyone focuses on being the best that they can be, and once they've reached the happiness level of who they are, go out and inspire other people to be themselves.
Yeah.
I think the world would be an incredible place.
I love it, man. And I always see, you know, you've got some amazing pictures on Instagram of you doing crazy backflips off palm trees and Self-realization center.
Yeah.
You're always there meditating. I see your pictures there.
Yeah.
So what is, what's your definition of greatness, my man?
Definition of greatness is really being who you are and being the best that you can be and inspiring others to be the best that they can be.
I love it.
I think that's what greatness is.
I love it. So when is the next competition, the American Ninja Warrior?
American Ninja Warrior, we'll probably start filming again in March.
March, okay.
Yeah, March, April. And then it'll air over the summer again.
So when are you going to be the first American winner?
2014 looks pretty good on my calendar, so that's what I'm shooting for.
You going to make it happen?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hold you to that commitment.
Absolutely. I look forward to putting on a good show for you guys.
Awesome, man. And where can we find you online? I know you're on Instagram. Is it
Yeah, you can I have a website on travisjbrewer.me or my Instagram and Twitter is tbrewer314.
There you go. I love it, brother. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, guys.
And there you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Travis, my good man. Again, one of the coolest cats around. Someone who's always smiling, always a positive impact, and creating change in other people's life. through doing what he loved. It's the guy who does what he loves every single day, and he doesn't allow other people to bring him down. Now, what is there? Where can you use that in your life? Are you allowing people to bring you down, or are you doing what you love every single day, no matter what it takes? Because really, what's the point of life if you're not doing what you love and not chasing your dreams? So again, check out the show notes over at schoolofgreatness.com. Please leave a comment over on the blog if you enjoyed this. Share it with your friends on Twitter, Facebook, and post a picture on Instagram of where you're listening to this episode. And make sure to tag me on there so I can check it out and give you a shout out hopefully in the next episode or two. And also, if you get a moment, I would greatly appreciate a review and your feedback, a written review and your feedback over on iTunes. So let me know. I would love for you to review the podcast, because the more reviews that I get, the more people see the podcast and the word spreads about these episodes and the show. So head over to iTunes and leave a quick review and rating, and I would love you. Other than that, guys, you got to step into greatness today. Take that leap and grow your wings on the way down. You guys know what time it is. Time to make sure to step up and do something great. We are all stars under the sun, touching the sky with our hands up. That's who we are, won't ever stop. We are all stars under the sun. It's so amazing what we've done, riding the wave of life as one, taking our time to feel the love. We are all stars under the sun.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/LEWIS.